Welcome, everybody. This is Kirsten Hodgins, a psychic medium and awakening and empowerment coach. And I want to talk about the Jupiter and Pluto conjunction in Capricorn that's happening April 4th and April 5th, 2020. Every 13 years, Jupiter and Pluto transits in a different sign. It's the first of three Jupiter-Pluto conjunctions in 2020, the first being today, April 4th, which is in Capricorn, and June 30th, Cancer, November 12th, and Scorpio. And the last time Jupiter and Pluto met up in Capricorn was in February of 1717, over 200 years ago. And during that time was the Russian plague. And then again, centuries before then, January 28th, 1522, there was also a Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn. And out of that, some of the history shows that, well, Mexico was officially taken over by new Captain General Hernan Cortes for the Spanish-controlled American territories for New Spain, a balance in power. And also some astrologers are saying watch Spain and the European Union in 2020, but also to watch Donald Trump and his Mexican wall. And does it happen? No. So, again, it serves as a marker for change. So Jupiter and Pluto in Capricorn is a cultural change. Setting aside our differences for greater good causes us to focus on the old systems, but also calls for self-development, personal transformation. It's not a time for competition, power, or self-righteousness. It's a time for large-scale achievements and to be of service. Jupiter's all about expansion. Seriousness and focus, it amplifies what's good and what's bad. So focusing on what matters the most is what we have to be able to discipline ourselves to do. Drives us to see the bigger picture. And it also drives us down into the microscope of what's not serving us personally in our lives, as well as the bigger picture. Downfall of a person or an organization who had total control, abuses system. And also Pluto is all about transformation. It's about personal power. So Pluto wants everything to have depth. It wants us to be serious and focused as well. It gets to the heart of the matter energy. It helps, that energy helps to improve, evolve, and grow, transform us. It calls for incredible strength and willpower. It's like being the phoenix rising from the ashes. The Romans would have seen this as two of their gods together as one. Jupiter and Pluto were brothers. Jupiter in charge of the whole world and Pluto in charge of the underworld. And Capricorn is about politics and big business. So in summary, Jupiter-Pluto dual tend to sweep triumph right over wrong and then correct the balance of power in other ways. So many astrologers also believe in 2020, it's long overdue. Triumph over hope, optimism, generosity, and abundance over gloom, doom, pessimism, and domination. It's believed to be the end of total control in favor of our new world. So ascension timeline, if we want to tap in and shorten that lag time, here's two things that we want to think about, and it's time is like an elastic. So if we want to overcome the illusions and conditions in our life, we want to be able to up-level how we feel and going from a victim mentality to taking our power back and self-actualizing what we want to see in our own personal life, and we infect and influence everyone we come in contact with. When we start to look at what's serving us, the energies of what's amplified from Jupiter, what's good, as opposed to looking at the amplification of what's bad, we can actually take a look at where we are abundant and how we can uplevel how we feel about our power and increase our deservedness. Because our deservedness to expand our perceptions on who we are, it brings our power back. It's our inner knowingness. That we are having, we can hold hope and we do have faith in a future because we need to have that strength and resilience. It helps us to create a broader vision of what we are capable of instead of being a victim and feeling stuck and uncertain about what's going on. We actually can take that power back and begin to have those visuals, those mental images, and those feelings in our heart that creates our reality. It's the law of attraction. What we give focus on and what we give our attention to is signals to the universe. So let's work with the Pluto and the Jupiter and Pluto conjunction in Capricorn to really bring about the amplification of our reality and what we do want to see, and collapse that time and what it takes to co-create in the new paradigm by breaking those old cycles, because our energy influences everything. Another way to look at this is time is like an elastic. So if you can imagine stretching out a hair elastic as far as you can, as if that's like a that's 200 years. And the ascension timeline says that every 200 years we have this in and balance of order, and we create a new order in the world. Well, how about shortening that time? Because also with the coronavirus and all of our power and that these things are happening, we want to be able to tap into our neurological memory, which we're going to get into too, which helps us to be that superhuman, tapping into those innate powers with the infinite, with our ability, because we are energy. But how can we do that? First of all, it's to really be aware of who we are. And and time is like an elastic, where if we could look at what's not serving us, and we can begin to go in and use this energy to really get deep and focused and really to expand how we want our world to be, and we live from that, we create those steps, and we bring those circumstances and conditions to us in our life. We're not stuck based on the current conditions. We're able to create new conditions. And that's what's happening. We're going to be able to change that time. So that elastic, it actually begins to shorten down into a lot less of a time period. And we know in our own lives, when we get clear, when we root ourselves in who we are and we have a strong will, there's nothing that we can't overcome or accomplish or succeed in. We've all been through it. We've all been through some form of chaos, loss, and despair, and we all have what it takes to overcome it and grow as a person, influence others, and be of service. On a cellular level, we are all superhuman powers. And if you've been watching in the last decade or so, these scientists, these neuroscience and biologists, Bruce Lipton and Joseph Dispenza, they talk about how fear blocks our lag time to heal. Fear blocks our ability to tap in and to ascend and to be able to see ourselves and to create that version, because we're stuck in what we give our power to away. He says it's the nocebo effect. If we buy into what a doctor says, oh, well, you have this condition, and then we basically diagnose, it's the diagnosis that kills us. So when we have our neurological memory and we tap in, we have this amazing, incredible ability to have miraculous healing. And there are so many cases that Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza are sharing, and they're going through and giving people the tools on literally becoming present, moving away from fear, holding on with their mental power, the power of their mind, power of their heart, to have mind-heart coercion. Because in life, we're always so used to giving our mind and our energy to things outside of ourselves that we're not grounded and bringing our mind into our heart, where our true truth and our power is to tap into the neurological memory. And when we do so, we amplify those cells in our body, those cells 200 times more sensitive and subtle to communicating with each other, to the aspect of that energy that we all have access to, that's in every molecule of space. It's the infinite wisdom, infinite healing. We're able to bring back and have those memories to start to produce antigens and proteins that fight the virus, that conquer it. And we've been doing this over and over. But those who are in fear and hold an image and the emotion of fear create, it's almost like fear dims their light. And they're unable to have, there's a longer lag time. They're not tapping into their full potential. And we all have the infinite, unlimited potential for healing and for creating a life of joy, peace, and ease. But what keeps us from it is when we close it off to fear, because our bodies trigger stress hormones that pull us, put all of our the rest, digest, and immune system functions in the back seat. And what we end up doing is we live every day from a place of stress hormone release, and we're creating our limbs fill up with full of blood, all sorts of systems go into play where we are trying to use our limbs to defend ourselves and fight and flight. And that is not a healthy place for us to hang out. It's a temporary one where there's danger, but not to live from that place, not to pitch a tent and to hang out there. So in order for us to grab hold of that inner power is to have that ascension key, which is understanding that it's an illusion of the conditions in your life. How you feel is going to affect your powers, and to expand your perception on who you truly are. Broaden that vision of what you're capable of. Focus on the things that are going well and are being amplified that are good in the world. Because there's a lot of things that are happening from this coronavirus. People are being of service. They're smiling more. They're really deepening into themselves to reach out to those for never had the time to before. And also be of service with fundraisers, and these global supports are happening all over the world. So focus on the good that's being expanded and the transformation that's happening from within each of us, that we're waking up and we're looking at what we're actually more grateful for, and that we took for granted. We're being able to now take our power. So that's tapping into your superhuman powers and to create miracle healings, miracle shifts in your life, because it's about collapsing that time, creating a new paradigm, breaking the old cycle, and how we influence everyone around us. So if you begin to do this work, then you can't help affect and be that light to your neighbor, to your family, to your friends and those around you. And then that's the shift. To create a new world order isn't to go in and fight and try to have control with those leaders and the power that's in the conditions around you, but it's to create that within yourself. And the more that we can influence and be that light, the more that we could have a new way to influence others to join us. And more we create this peace and ease, people will want to join in. They'll be like, wow, I like that new way of order. And they might create that in themselves and educate themselves and have that awareness and to wake up and to really bring their power back, because we all are superhuman. And so the ascension timeline is collapsing time. It's creating a new paradigm, and it's overcoming the conditions so that our body can tap into its ability to heal, and it won't give in to the illusions that it's not safe. So fear to peace and love. Blessings.